الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. And may Allah salah and salam be upon the Prophet Muhammad, his, the believers of his family, and the companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Now, inshallah, we will talk about the sixth pillar of Iman, of faith, and this is the belief in the pre-decree, it's good and it's bad, that it is from Allah, the Most High. And this means the firm attestation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preordained everything, and whatever He willed will take place, and whatever He didn't will not come to exist. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. In Surah Al-Qamar, verse 49, قال الله تعالى, Verily we have created all things with qadr, with divine preordainments of all things before their creation, as written in the books of decree, or al-lawh al-mahfuz, the preserved tablet. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ahzab 33, verse 38, وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدَرًا مَقْدُورًا. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدَرًا مَقْدُورًا. And the command of Allah, or the decree of Allah, is a decree determined. And the command of Allah is a decree determined. And the decree, or the pre-decree of Allah, has four ranks. And the pre-decree of Allah has four ranks, or four levels. The first is knowledge. The first is knowledge, al-ilm. قال الله تعالى, the evidence for this is in the saying of Allah, and this is many, there are many evidences. We'll take a few, inshallah. In Surah Al-Anfal, in 8:75, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Verily, Allah is the all-knower of everything. So we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knower of everything, and that His knowledge encompasses everything. He knew what had occurred, what will occur, and all that which did not occur. And He knew everything about creation before He created them. He knew in His eternal knowledge about His creation, their provisions, their lifespans, their sayings, their moves, their deeds, their secrets, all of their obedient and disobedient acts, and who amongst them will be from the people of paradise, and who will be from the people of hell. And so His knowledge is not renewed after ignorance, nor it is touched by forgetfulness after knowledge. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Talaq in 65, verse 12, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. and that Allah surrounds and comprehends all things in His knowledge. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-An'am in 6:59 وعنده مفاتح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. And with him are the keys of the ghaib, all that is hidden. None knows them but he, and he knows whatever there is on the earth and in the sea. Not a leaf falls, but he knows it. There is not a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, but is written in a clear record. Allah knows all about what does not happen, and how it will happen had He willed it to happen. This is the first rank of Al-Qadr, the knowledge of Allah. The second rank is Al-Kitaba, the writing. We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote in the Al-Lawh Al-Mahfud, the preserved tablet, everything that will take place until the day of resurrection. All is written in Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book, which is known as Al-Lawh Al-Mahfud, the preserved tablet. And it's also known as Al-Dhikr, the original book of records. قال الله تعالى about this in سورة الحج in 22:70 ألم تعلم أن الله يعلم ما في السماوات والأرض إن ذلك في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير. Don't you know that Allah knows all that in heaven and on earth? Verily it is all in the book. Verily, that is easy for Allah. And in Surah Yasin, in chapter 36:12, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. And all things we have recorded with numbers as a record in a clear book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yunus in 10:61, and the evidences are many. وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْ قُرْآنٍ وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Whatever you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, may be doing, and whatever you may be reciting from the Quran, and whatever you mankind may be doing, good or evil, but we are witness thereof when you are doing it. And nothing is hidden from your Lord so much as the weight of an atom or small ant on the earth or in the heaven. Whatever is less or greater than that, except that it is written in a clear record. Except that it is written in a clear record. And we read in the Surah Taha 20:52, in the response of Musa, of Moses alayhi salam, to the Pharaoh. قال فما بال القرون الأولى قال علمها عند ربي في كتاب لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. The Pharaoh said, what about the generations of old? And Musa said, the knowledge thereof is in a record with my Lord. He is neither unaware nor does he forget. and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of our deeds are pre-corded in the preserved tablet, and whatever the pen wrote is certainly to be executed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira, جُفَّ الْقَلَمُ بِمَا أَنْتَ لَقْ جُفَّ الْقَلَمُ بِمَا أَنْتَ لَقْ The pen has turned dry after writing what you are going to confront. And this is in Sahih al-Bukhari. And Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar, may Allah's mercy be upon him, commented on this by saying, this means that the pen has turned dry after writing the predestined matters. Execution of all matters is in accordance with what the pen wrote in the preserved tablet. This is the rank of writing. The third rank is the rank of Mashi'a, the will. So we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed all that in the heavens and the earth and all that in between them. Nothing comes to exist except by His will. Whatever He willed will come to pass, and whatever He didn't will not to come to exist. قال الله تعالى in Surah Yasin in chapter 36 verse 82 إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. Verily His command when He intends a thing is only that He says to it be and it is. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah 253 وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُ قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ma'idah in chapter 5 verse 48 وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ If Allah willed, He would have made you one nation, but that He may test you in what He has given you. And in Surah Al-An'am, in chapter 6, verse 112, قال الله تعالى وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ And so we have appointed for every prophet enemies, devils among mankind and jinns, inspiring one another with adorned speech as a delusion or by way of deception. If your Lord had so willed, they would not have done it. So leave them alone with their fabrications. The point of evidence is, if your Lord had so willed. And in Surah Al-Insan, in chapter 76, verse 30, قال الله تعالى وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما But you cannot will unless Allah wills. So man's will is true and real, but it does not escape Allah's will. And whatever Allah does not will not take place. قال الله تعالى in Surah Yunus in 10:16 قُلْ لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا تَلَوْتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا أَدْرَاكُمْ بِهِ Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, if Allah had so willed, I should not have recited it to you, nor would He have made it known to you. Verily, I have stayed amongst you a lifetime before this. Have you then no sense? This is when they rejected the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the evidences are many, but this is only a few. 28:68 قال الله تعالى وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ Verily, your Lord creates whatever He wills and chooses. And in Surah Al-Hajj 22:5 قال الله تعالى ونقر في الأرحام ما نشاء إلى أجل مسمى and we cause whom we will to remain in the wombs for an appointed term and we cause whom we will to remain in the wombs for an appointed term. Then we bring you as infants to the end of the verse. But the point of evidence is, and we cause whom we will. قال الله تعالى in Surah Ash-Shura 42:50. لله ما في السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور أو يزوجهم ذكرانا وإناثا ويجعل من يشاء عقيما إنه عليم قدير. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He creates what He wills. He bestows female offspring upon whom He wills, and bestows male offspring upon whom He wills, or He bestows both males and females, and He renders barren whom He wills. He is all-knowing, all-able. All of His actions and attributes are all related to His wisdom. His knowledge, His writing, His will are in accordance with Allah's wisdom. يقول الله تعالى in 22:14, إن الله يفعل ما يريد. Verily Allah does what He wills. And in Surah Al-An'am 6:125, فمن يريد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام ومن يريد أن يضله يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء. And whomsoever Allah wills to guide, He opens His breast to Islam. And whomever He wills to send astray, He makes His breast closed and constricted, as if He is climbing up to the sky. All in accordance with His wisdom. He knows best what He chooses, and He knows best where to put His message and to put His guidance. And with respect to this verse, this ayah, this verse means, whoever Allah wants to guide, He opens His breast to Islam, meaning He makes it easy for him, He motivates him, and these are good signs. And Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, it means that Allah opens up one's heart for the acceptance of and belief in Tawheed. On the other hand, whomever He wills to lead astray, He would make his chest strictly closed from knowing Allah and loving Him. And this is a just punishment for those who don't properly estimate Allah, and those who deny Allah's favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shuts the door of His guidance to them, and that's why their breasts become confined and constricted. The guidance, let's remember this, the guidance is a favor from Allah. He makes it settle in the person who is suitable to recognize it and give thanks to his Creator by obeying Him and worshipping Him alone. If you ask the question, what is the fault of the one who is not suitable for it? The answer is that his greatest fault is that he is not suitable. Allah favors the ways that He sees fit. But this one, He favors the ways that anger Allah and follows His desires instead of working to receive Allah's pleasure. And there is no sin more profound than this, as Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah asserted in his book, Shifa'ul Alil. And there is the evidence, and there is the reference for that, volume 1, page 274. The fourth rank is the rank of Al-Khalq, creation. The rank of creation. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everyone as well as of his or her deeds. And every moving thing, and of its movement as well, and of everything that is not moving. قال الله تعالى في سورة الصافات 37 verse 96: والله خلقكم وما تعملون. والله خلقكم وما تعملون. 95 96: while Allah has created you and what you make. وقال الله تعالى في سورة الزمر 39 62: الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل. Verily Allah is the creator of everything, and He is the wakil, the guardian, the trustee over all things. We also believe, in addition to that, that the slaves have the ability to conduct their deeds, and that they have a will as well, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their creator and the creator of their wills and their abilities and their sayings and their actions. And the sayings, their sayings and their actions that they do is added to them really and truly, and upon that they will be recompensed. قال الله تعالى in سورة الإنسان 76 30: إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما. Verily this, the verses of the Quran, is an admonition. So whoever wills, so this is affirming a will for the creation, for the slaves, let him take a path to his Lord. And this is affirming his ability to conduct deeds. But you cannot will unless Allah wills. Allah is ever all-knowing, all-wise. And this link is very important, so that man knows to whom he should return to his creator. And this is a way of manifesting tawheed for the creation, that it returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in 81:29: إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. Verily this Quran is no less than a reminder to all the mankind and jinns, to whomever among you who wills to walk straight, to whomsoever among you who wills to walk straight, and you will not unless it be that Allah wills, the Lord of all that exists, mankind, jinn and all that exists. Allah affirms for us actions in 2:286. We read, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. He gets reward for that good which he has earned, and he is punished for that evil which he has earned. Also in Surah Al-Zukhruf 43:72: وتلك الجنة التي أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون. This is the paradise which you have been made to inherit because of your deeds which you used to do in the life of this world. Of course, our deeds which we used to do and which leads to paradise come only after the success of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy and His guidance to that. Also in contrast, we read in Surah Al-Sajdah, as to those people of hell, 32:14: وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Then taste you the torment of fire because of your forgetting the meeting of this day of yours, and surely we will to forget you. So taste you the abiding torment for what you used to do. This is the point of evidence. For what you used to do. وقال الله تعالى إن سورة الزلزلة 99:7-8 فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى. So whoever does good equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall see it, and whosoever does evil equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall see it. And we believe that the preordainment, the pre-decree, does not prevent us from actions or from acting. Similarly, in the same manner, it does not entail that we should be dependent and lax. And that's why in the narration, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed his companions concerning the pre-decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that it is certain to pass, and that the pen became dry after writing all the records, he was asked, as in the following hadith, one day the Prophet ﷺ was sitting with a wooden stick in his hand, with which he was scratching the ground. He raised his head and said, there is none of you but that his place assigned either in the fire or in paradise. It's already assigned. So the companion said, O Allah's Messenger, why should we carry on doing good deeds? Shall we depend, meaning upon the pre-decree, and give up work? The Prophet ﷺ said, no, but carry on doing good deeds, for everyone will find easy to do such deeds as will lead him to that for which he has been created. Then the Prophet recited the following verses, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. 92 verses Surah Al-Layl 5-10. As for him who gives in charity and keeps his duty to Allah and fears him and believes in Al-Husna, and Al-Husna is Tawheed, is believing in the oneness and uniqueness of Allah and acting accordingly, this is Al-Husna, we will make smooth for him the path of ease, of goodness. But he who is greedy miser and thinks himself self-sufficient and gives the lie to Al-Husna, we will make smooth for him the path for evil. So the pre-decreed matters has causes which lead to it. This is evident from this hadith. Has causes which lead to it. In the same way that marriage is a cause to have children. And tilt and agriculture, irrigating is a cause for bringing the produce. Similarly, the righteous deeds are cause to admittance to paradise, and the evil deeds lead to hell. So in summary, the mashi'a, the will of Allah, is the prerequisite for bringing forth every existing thing. If Allah the Exalted does not will any matter, then His will entails the inevitable non-existence of that matter. His will covers everything from people, actions, moves, stillness, etc. Nothing in His kingdom takes place without His leave, and nothing that He wills except that it will take place, although there may exist in His kingdom what He dislikes. Although there may exist in His kingdom what he dislikes. He allowed such things to be carried out. If he wills to bring forth what he likes, he would do so. None can stop what Allah wants. And that the will is always linked to the wisdom of Allah, the Exalted. And the belief in the pre-decree can only be accomplished when all four ranks of the pre-decree are realized, because they are firmly interrelated, as firmly established in the Quran and in the authentic Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses all creation, past, present and future ones. He knows all about their entities, their deeds, their descriptions, etc. He, the Most High, recorded all of this in the preserved tablets in countless texts. All of Allah's creation is under His will, nothing escapes it. Whatever He wills comes into being, and whatever He does not would not. The slaves of Allah have will, have abilities and choices, all of which are created by Allah. Everything occurs according to the foreknowledge of Allah. Remember this. Everything that is occurring or occurs is according to the foreknowledge of Allah. It is recorded and follows a course that is linked to specific causes that are part of the pre-decree. Allah gave the believers means, ways, and various kinds of assistance, and kept them away from impediments that may have weakened the strength of their belief. What is the slave's stance towards the pre-decree of Allah? Towards the pre-decree of Allah, the slave has two levels. Before the pre-decree takes place, and we have no knowledge, by the way, of what Allah had preordained for each one of us. That's the challenge. And therefore, no one can make a pretext or an argument for his sins, for committing them, and saying that Allah pre-decreed them on me. The answer is, this is a matter in the foreknowledge of Allah. You had no knowledge that it is pre-decreed for you, unless and after it takes place. So before the pre-decree takes place, one should seek the help from Allah, depend upon Him and supplicate Him to guide him. And after the pre-decree takes place, if the pre-decree is different from what the person had worked for, lawful and good, he should be patient and accept the pre-decree. If the pre-decree is a favor that conforms with what he had set up and worked for, then he should be grateful to Allah and should praise Him. If he commits sinful deeds, he should ask Allah's forgiveness and repent. This is concerning the pre-decree. And the slave's position towards the commands of Allah also has two levels. First, before execution, one should have a determination to fulfill the command and to seek Allah's help for its execution. This is before the execution. A determination to fulfill the command and to seek Allah's help for its execution. Execution. After the execution, seeking Allah's forgiveness due to any shortcomings in the execution, and praising Allah for all of His favors. And the pre-decrees of Allah fall into the following perspectives. Number one, the eternal pre-decree. And this is before the creation of the heavens and the earth. 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote everything about creation. Their livelihood, provisions, ages, deeds. He wrote what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and what He does. And all that comes to existence due to His actions and sayings. He also wrote what is entailed in His names and attributes. The second, is the writing following the creation of Adam. And this is the second pre-decree, the second taqdeer. Allah wrote the provisions, deeds, periods of lives, and the end to hell or paradise of all of the children of Adam following the creation of their father. And this is called Kitabatul Mithaq, the writing of the covenant. This is referred to as the writing of the covenant. And this came in textual proofs from the Quran and from the Hadith. In the Quran, in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 172. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. And remember when your Lord brought forth from the children of Adam, from their lions, their seed, or from Adam's lion, his offspring, and made them testify as to themselves, saying, Am I not your Lord? They said, Yes, we testify, lest you should say on the day of resurrection, Verily we have been unaware of this. And in the Hadith, Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, when he was asked about this verse, he said, When Allah's Messenger was asked about it, I heard him say the following. Allah created Adam, may Allah's peace be upon him, then he passed his right hand over his back and brought forth from it his offspring, saying, I have created these for paradise, and they will do the deeds of the people of paradise, meaning those who go to paradise, Ahlul Jannah. He then passed his hand over his back and brought forth from it his offspring, saying, I have created these for hell, and they will do the deeds of Ahlul Nar, those who go to hell. Thereupon a man asked, What is the use of doing anything good? Allah's Messenger said, Verily, when Allah creates a slave for paradise, He uses him in doing the deeds of Ahlul Jannah, of the people of paradise, until he dies doing one of their deeds, upon which he will enter into paradise. But when he creates a slave for hell, he uses him in doing the deeds of Ahlul Nar, the people of hell, until he dies doing one of their deeds, upon which he will enter into hell. And Hisham bin Hakim ibn Hazim reported that a man asked Allah's Messenger, Respecting the deeds, are they independently initiated? Respecting the deeds, are they independently initiated? Or that the pre-decree has already passed? That is, they would take place as has been already preordained. The Prophet ﷺ said, When Allah brought from Adam's lions his offspring, He made them testify as to themselves, meaning that He is their Lord and true God. And then He poured them forth into the palms of His hands and said, These are for paradise and these are for hell. The works of those going to paradise will be made easy for them, and those going to hell, their deeds will be made easy for them. And this is related in At-Tabarani, and it was rated as authentic, hasan, and good by Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah. Many other ahadith and reports not only confirm the meaning of the hadith that you just heard, or that which is related by Umar earlier, but also the attesting to the first covenant, as to the ayah in Surah Al-A'raf 7172 that you see there. Taken together, the verse and these ahadith and reports cite what we are referring to here as the second pre-decree, the second taqdeer, the preordainment, when the first covenant was taken. In addition, the evidence that the children of Adam attested to the lordship of Allah is clear in these textual proofs. Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah commented on this and said, Many people may understand that these ahadith indicate that man has no choice with respect to his deeds, while others may think that being from the people of paradise or the people of hell is an arbitrary matter or just sheer luck. It is known that Allah is perfect in His names and attributes, and that لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there is nothing like unto Him. It is according to His knowledge, wisdom, and justice that He, the Exalted, chose people for paradise or for hell. He knew that those chosen for paradise will obey Him when they are commanded to do so, and those for hell will disobey. Allah's decision, therefore, is in accordance with what would come of them. Iman, faith, belief, that necessitates the admittance to paradise, or kufr, disbelief, that necessitates punishment in hell. Both Iman and kufr, faith and disbelief, are matters of choice for mankind. Allah the Exalted does not force anyone to adopt either choice, does not force anyone to adopt either choice. Allah says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever wills, let him believe, and whoever wills, let him disbelieve. But there is a warning for those who disbelieve. They have, as we read in Surah Al-Kahf 18:29, Allah gives the choice, but there are responsibilities, and there is recompense on each choice. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Listen now to the rest of the verses that comes afterwards. The truth is from your Lord, then whoever wills, let him believe, and whoever wills, let him disbelieve. Verily we have prepared for the disbelievers a fire whose walls will be surrounding them. To the end of the verses. The Shaykh rahimahullah continued now saying, because his choice, Allah's choice, is all just and all wise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be questioned about it. And Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said, quote, Allah, glorified and free from any imperfection, is not going to hold the children of Adam accountable on the testimony of the first covenant, but rather on the hujjah, the evidence, the proofs established by sending his messengers. You know, the messengers remind the people about their early covenant and call them to the worship of Allah alone. Now the third taqdeer, the third decree, is the one covering the person's lifespan, which is known as At-Taqdeer Al-Umari. The person's livelihood, life term, deeds, and his status in hell, in the hereafter, wretched or blessed, are written while in the mother's womb at an early stage of his development. And this is confirmed in the hadith which is related by Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, Allah's Messenger, the truthful, the believed, said, quote, the creation of every one of you is collected for the first 40 days in his mother's womb in the form of a nutfa, which is mixed female and male sexual discharges, after which it turns into alaqa, which is a piece of thick coagulated blood, for an equal period, meaning for 40 days. Then it becomes a mudra, which is a lump of flesh, for a similar period. And then Allah sends an angel with four words, recording the person's provision, his life term, his deeds, and whether he will be of the wretched or blessed in the hereafter. Then he, the angel, breathes the soul into him. By Allah, besides whom there is no other true God, the one amongst you will do the deeds of the people of paradise till there is only the distance of a cubit between him and paradise. But then the writing, meaning which Allah has ordered the angel to write, precedes, and so he will do the deeds of the people of the fire, and thus enters it. And one of you will do the deeds of the people of hell, until there remains a cubit between him and hell, that the writing recedes, and he will then do the deeds of the people of paradise and thus enters it. Then comes the fourth one, which is the annual taqdeer, annual decree. This taqdeer takes a place on the night of decree, the night of decree in the month of Ramadan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Therein that night is decreed every matter of ordainment. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, and his father commented and said, on the night of decree, everything that occurs over the whole coming year, written from the mother of the book, referring to matters of death, birth, provisions, and rain, would be recorded from the record of the mother of the book. And it would be even said that such and such person will perform Hajj on this year. And the fifth taqdeer is that which is called the daily one, the daily taqdeer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ar-Rahman 55 verse 29, يسأله من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن. Whosoever is in the heavens and on earth begs of him, you need his need from Allah. Every day he has a matter to bring forth, such as giving honor to some, disgrace to some, life to some, death to some. So this directs the preordained decree according to its previously appointed terms and onto its specified times. The Prophet ﷺ said, explaining this verse, كل يوم هو في شأن, every day he has a matter to bring forth, he said, he may forgive a sin for someone, relieve the hardship of someone, lifts in honor some, and lowers in disgrace others. The majority of the scholars of tafsir, of exegesis of the Quran said, quote, every day Allah gives life and causes death, creates and provides, lifts some in honor and humiliates others, cures an ill person and releases a captive, relieves from hardship and answers a supplicate, gives the one who asks him and forgives the sin. His actions and creation are infinite. What is the relation between all of the above levels of the written taqdeer? What is the relation between all of these five levels? Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, and Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, rahimahullah, may Allah's mercy be upon both of them, stress that the taqdeer, the pre-decree in the preserved tablet in the mother of the book, is a general and comprehensive one that covers everything, while the other levels of taqdeer are special, quote, details for the taqdeer of the preserved tablet, end of quote. This is what these five levels are. So the daily taqdeer is details from the annual, and the annual is details from the one pertaining to the lifespan at the time of the creation of the sperm. And the one pertaining to the lifespan, which is called Al-Umri, is details from the first covenant, from the taqdeer of the covenant, And the latter is details from the eternal one, the first one, which is recorded by the pen. And that which is recorded by the pen is from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all goes to the knowledge and the foreknowledge of Allah, and that goes to His oneness and Him being the first. Nothing is before Him, and everything will end up to Him. وَأَنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى. Surah Al-Najm 53:42. وَأَنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى. And that to your Lord Allah is the end, the return of everything. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This brings the end of the discussions relating to the pillars of Iman. And inshallah, in the next lecture, we will talk about Iman, faith. What is the correct creed regarding faith itself, and the relationship of belief and disbelief, and the relationship of actions to belief. And the rulings concerning committing major sins. And the topic after that will be the correct creed concerning the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the correct creed of the family related to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the correct creed concerning the miracles, and the correct creed as to what the Muslim rulers are entitled to from rights, and the afterwards will be the correct position concerning argumentation in religion, and then afterwards there will be a special topic on avoiding the circles of people of desires and innovations. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.